Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
Hello, sir. How are you this afternoon? My zip code is 60047.
66047.
Yes, sir. You're talking to Francis Johnstone?
One moment, please.
Okay, Sam. How are you today, Sam? Where are you located?
Hello? Yes, sir. Can I have that zip code one more time, please?
60047.
60047.
60047, right. That's in Illinois. We're getting some feedback here. But I think we can get through this. I'm calling about reference number.
It's okay. No, I'm just trying to pull up the account.
Sure.
And your first and last name?
Well, I gave you that already, but it's Francis Johnstone.
Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address?
1095 Brush, BRUSH, Hill, HILL, Lane, Lake Zurich, ZURICH, like Switzerland, in Illinois.
Thank you.
If you could tell me what that's for, I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I've located the account with the earbuds. It shows you have the earbuds.
It's 45, okay. It's reference number 4523.
Yes, sir. What I was explaining is that you... It was for the earbuds, sir.
It was from what?
It was for the earbuds.
What's that?
The earbuds, sir.
Oh, I didn't order an earbud. Sorry about that. No. Never got anything like that. If I get things that I don't know, what they come in and I don't order, it goes right back. Whoever drops it off, UPS or FedEx or whatever. But no. One, I didn't know what it was. And two, I never got it. An airbed. It's no, not me. Totally innocent. So if you could get that charge off my Visa, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, scams. Boy, these people scam you. I didn't even check that out. I've got three others on here that as soon as I find out that there's a charge involved, I just back off. I just get out of it completely. But nope, I never requested any information for an airbed.
So you don't have any earbuds, sir? Because you've called in here before.
Nope. The first time calling you, I called... Do you ask a doctor? Do you do ask a doctor to just answer?
Just
I got a $46 charge on that one too on 202 February 2nd and what you're talking about now came in on the 17th of February and both of them hit my credit card in February. I haven't the foggiest idea. Now, you said airbed. Airbed or airmed?
No.
Airbed, airmed?
It's earbuds.
No.
Earbuds.
No. Beds, B-E-D-S, like what you sleep in.
No. Like earbuds, what you put in your ear to hear, like wireless earbuds, noise cancellation earbuds.
No, no, nope, 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 nope. You know what? Costco, you know, Costco, I did a survey with Costco. And they said that that there was a gift involved, okay? So I went to Costco, and I did the survey, and they said, okay, you're going to be getting your gift with free gift, okay? and that's it. And then all of a sudden, you know, I got a bill for $100, and then they dropped it down, and then they said they were going to charge. Okay, they put through a charge for $25, and I said, fine, I'll pay the $25. But I don't even know why I paid. I don't even know why I paid the $25, because there was nothing in it that said taken back. That was my free gift for doing a survey at Costco. So anyway, that's it.
Yes, sir. So it was the earbuds that started it, though, sir.
I'm sorry?
It was the earbuds that started it.
That started what?
That started this.
I guess so, yeah.
You've called
in. If you go back and look at last month's charge, I got the charge on last month's charge. But I guess I have to go to Costco.
No, sir. You have the earbuds. You've called in here and you told them they gave you a 50% discount. This was on February.
No. This was they were no. They were there was no 50% discount involved. It was a negotiation going back. I already gave the earbuds away as a gift. I didn't want them in the first place, and they said, "Well, don't send them back. You know, what if we give them to you for $25? You know, with including shipping." And I said, "That's fine. I already paid the shipping." But I said, that's fine. You know, I'll keep the earbuds and that's it. But I'm not going to pay this. If you're not going to put through a charge, I'll just call Visa and tell Visa that I'm disputing these and that you're not doing anything. But I just wanted to call to alert you guys that there's a scam involved here, and I'll have to go to Costco and tell Costco there was nothing about a payment involved in this. Costco said we'll send you a free gift with a value up to $100+ if you do the survey. So I took a few minutes, I did the survey, and that was it. And then a couple of weeks went by, and I got this in the mail. Okay, and there was a note in there, this is your free gift. And I said, well, what's that for? And then there was something to do with Costco, and I said, oh, okay, that's my free gift from Costco for doing a favor, but I'm not going to pay $100. I'll send it back to Costco. You know, he said, well, no, don't do that. You know, what if we do? You know, just send us a check for $25 and keep it. I said, okay, you know, I'll keep it for $25. I gave him away as a gift already to my daughter-in-law.
Okay, well, yes, sir.
So,
you have
and, anyway, that's it. You know, time out. If you're not going to do anything, I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them to dispute it, okay?
Well, yes, sir. So have you already placed a dispute on these charges? Because they already went through they've already went through.
Well, that's what I'm calling on. It went through on my credit card for $40. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to pay the $40. Just, you know, reverse the $40 charge and charge me $25. I don't see it. I haven't seen a $25 charge come through. And then I got another one for Ask a Doctor. Every time you go onto a site, you know, I'm very careful about that. Okay, this is backing up. This doesn't have anything to do with any surveys I get now, I'm going to make damn sure that I'm going to read the fine print, because this is a scam. You know, this isn't fair. You know, you're kind of ripping the public off. And this Ask a Doctor, if I see a charge involved, I go to the site, I back off, I immediately get out of it, and I don't pay for stuff like this, you know. I'm getting a feel for what's going on here. You know, I just retired, and I've spent more time on the computer than I ever have, and I'm beginning to see how things work. So no, that's I'm a retired CPA, and I didn't fall off a watermelon truck last week. You know, I'm beginning to see how these marketing firms work. So anyway, that's it. If you're not going to put through a charge, I'll just call my credit card company and dispute these two charges. One of which you can't do anything with. I'm disputing that one, but, you know, I'll dispute this one, too. Okay, are we through with this call?
Well, I apologize, sir. What I can do is go ahead and give you a 35% refund.
Give me a what refund?
A 35% refund, sir.
I appreciate that, sir. I'll watch for that credit. Thank you very much. So that alleviates one call. I don't have to make a call by that one. I have to go back. There are two others from Ask a Doctor and Teladoc or whatever the hell it is. Okay? Thank you very much. You've been very kind.
Thank you very much for calling customer support, and you have a great day, sir.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.